And okay, so one other thing before we get back to the second part of what you're talking about, just to sort of track into that initial management, another thing that you made a decision or somebody made a decision to do was to resect the primary. Now, was she having symptoms from the primary?
Not really, but you know, she had some blood in her rectum, so she was bleeding a little bit, and the tumor was near obstructing. So I did not want to take a chance for aggressive chemotherapy. So we decided to do and take out the primary tumor prior to start of chemotherapy.
And again, just to pick your brain about how you approach this, then if the patient isn't bleeding and isn't obstructing and there isn't any critical issues, do you still generally take it out or are we still?
No, if the primary tumor is in place with no major threatening issues with obstruction, bleeding, pain, I actually leave the primary tumor in place.
And of course, a more complicated issue is the issue of somebody with a primary tumor and hepatic-only metastases.
Yes.
What are, again, some of the strategies that you and your team there use? Do you have patients where you take them both out at once? Do you start
Yeah.
systemic therapy usually? How do you think that thing through?
So it comes actually to a lot of clinical information. So we usually do not try to combine a primary tumor removal for tumors which are in the transversus colon on the right side along with liver resection. Because, you know, a colon surgery is not sterile, it's dirty. The liver is clean. So you have significant more infectious complication depending on the site of primary tumors. This is much easier on the left side. It depends on the extent of the liver involvement. If you have more than 50%, we would not take out the primary tumor because the mortality and morbidity goes significantly up. So usually we try to take out with any clinical threatening features the primary tumor and then continue with systemic chemotherapy. If the primary tumor is in place because there was either increased risk for surgery of the primary tumor or the liver lesions, we start with chemotherapy, monitoring very carefully, and then do either a surgery combining both, or we actually plan a two-stage surgery depending on the location and the extent of the primary versus the liver.